This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
This is Eric Michaels, and once again, you have tuned into the eHealth Radio Network and the health news and nutrition channels. We're also streaming on demand 24/7 on TuneIn Radio and the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. Today, we are speaking with Dr. Joseph Pizzorno, known as the father of evidence-based natural medicine, the founder of Bastyr University, the Harvard of Natural Medicine, author of the Encyclopedia of Natural Medicine, which sold over 2.5 million copies and is known around the world as the go-to reference book for naturopaths, nutritionists, and physicians. We're here today to talk about Dr. Joe's new book called The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It. Dr. Pizzorno, certainly a pleasure to have you with us today on eHealth Radio.
Well, great to chat with you, and thanks for the invitation.
And you're most welcome, and our pleasure to have you with us. So, for starters, can you frame up the health problem as you see it the most, that most of us are faced with today, and give us some statistics to provide us with a reference point to the past?
Yes. So, I've been involved in medicine now for about half a century, first as a researcher in conventional medicine, then as a student of naturopathic medicine, then as a practitioner, and then as founder of Bastyr University. And over this period of time, I've seen a change in why people are sick. So in the past, people were sick primarily because what I would call the active determinants of health, or basically based on their own behaviors, like did they smoke, did they only eat junk food, did they not exercise, kind of things that people were doing or not doing. But now what I'm seeing is that the passive determinants of health, that is, the things that happen independent of our choices, have all become very, very negative. So we started looking at things like diseases that then happen because of this. We look at diabetes. That's now 10 to 20 times more common than it was 50 years ago. Well, what happened? So as I looked at the research, that's where it led me to start thinking about the passive determinants of health, because as near as I can tell, the entire diabetes epidemic is due to environmental toxins. So you start looking at the food we eat. Now it's full of toxins. Not only is the food depleted in nutrients, but now it's full of pesticides and cadmium and things like this. We look at the health and beauty aids people put on their skin. They're high in phthalates, and phthalates poison the insulin receptor sites on cells, making people more susceptible to diabetes. Then I start looking at the water supply. And as the human population has grown in North America, we've had to use less and less desirable sources of water. And it turns out many of those sources of water are high in arsenic. As a matter of fact, 10% of the public water supplies in the U.S. have arsenic levels that are high enough to known to induce human disease. Then we look at things like, the air we breathe. Well, if you live in a city burning diesel and people barbecuing and things of this nature, it puts all this particulate matter into the air. That causes disease. And then we look at our foods, and even if we try to eat organic-grown foods, if they're stored in cans or if they're stored in plastic, that leaches chemicals into the food. So as I started looking at all these toxins we're being exposed to, then looking at how much these toxins cause individual disease, I'm now making a very strong statement supported by a huge amount of research that the primary driver of chronic disease is now environmental toxins.
Certainly some great information there shared on your frame up of the health problem as you see it. Thanks for that. Now tell us what led you to start researching in the area of toxins and some of the commonalities that you started to see in your practice that led you into this area.
Yes. So I've always been aware that toxins are a problem, but if you look at the research up until about 10 years ago, it pretty much focused on toxins people got when they were doing work that exposed them to metals and chemicals and such. So pretty much industrial chemical exposure. Although sometimes you'd see like people working on farms getting more blood cancers. So up until about 10 years ago, I was kind of aware of it, but not paying a lot of attention. Then I started doing a corporate wellness program in Canada. So one of the wealthiest men in Canada, sent his personal Learjet down to pick me up from Seattle to fly to Calgary, Alberta. And he said, I want to improve the health of my oil field workers. I thought, well, that's great. Oil field workers, I bet they're exposed to a lot of toxins. And so I said to him, okay, I have a lot of ideas on how to improve the health of your employees, but I want to run some lab tests on them. I want to test them for nutritional status. I want to test them for toxins. How much can I spend? And he said, blank check. He said, if you can convince me that I should run these tests on my employees and the results will improve their health, then I'll run the test. So I ran the equivalent of $1,500 of lab tests on 4,500 oil field workers. Okay, so I got a lot of data, and I was seeing a lot of toxicity. So my first thought was, well, they're oil field workers. You know, they're exposed to the oil fumes, things like that. So I went out and followed some of these guys around, and what typically happens is they get up in the pickup truck in the morning, they drive out to a prairie, they check to make sure the pump is working, and then they drive home again. And they're not getting any chemical exposure from the pumps. So I'm thinking, okay, well, where's all the toxins coming from? Then I started noticing that a lot of these guys are actually working in the oil fields to subsidize their family farms that have been in the family for generations, because now with the modern agriculture, it's hard for them to compete. Then I said, oh, wait a minute. So these are the guys that are making our food, and they're being exposed to these pesticides and herbicides and all these other kind of chemicals that are being used producing our foods, and I've seen they have a lot of toxicity. So then I started looking at research, and I looked at research which would then compare the people with the top 20% of body load of a toxin, compare them to people with the bottom 20% of exposure or body load to a toxin, then look at how they changed their incidence of disease. And I saw that people with the top 20% of the chemical exposure had dramatically increased risk of disease. So and then I took the next step, which was to say, if we know that people with high levels of body load of chemicals and metals have more of a specific disease, can we use now public health mathematics to convert that to what percent of each chronic disease is due to specific toxins? And lo and behold, we found all these just terrible numbers. So when I say the diabetes epidemic appears to be due entirely to toxins, what I'm saying is when you look at now how much arsenic people are getting in their water and in chicken and in rice, well, it's enough that about 25% of people are getting diabetes because of arsenic exposure. Then I looked at things like bisphenol A, and then which we get from the cans, and looked at the phthalates we get from the health and beauty aids or from soft plastics. Like if you're taking a shower and hot water hits a plastic, you're going to get chemicals. Well, I started looking at these things, and if you look at the amount of the body load and how it poisons insulin receptor sites, it pretty much explains the whole diabetes epidemic. And it's not just diabetes. It explains things like rheumatoid arthritis and cancer and things of this nature. So it's pretty worrisome what we've done to ourselves.
Yes, it certainly is. Now, so these aren't what most people think in terms of toxins. Are these everyday exposures that are creating the issue?
Exactly. It's everyday exposure. And so what the researchers said in the past was, okay, so it's exposure, but it's not very much. We don't have to worry about it. Well, that's probably true if you're looking at just one toxic exposure. But as we've looked at the research, I would assert that there are between 75 and 100 toxins we're exposed to virtually every day that cause damage. So while one or two or five or 10 may not cause a lot of trouble, when it's 100, now you've got a big problem. So I started looking at people having this toxicity problem, and I started changing how I was taking care of patients. And rather than focusing on their disease and treating it no matter how naturally, what I do now is I say, okay, first, let's get the toxins out of your body. Let's optimize nutrition. And now let's see what's left. And I started getting just great results with people. I mean, I've had people, I don't know how many case histories you want. I've got a bunch in my book, The Toxin Solution. I wrote up about 35, 40 case histories, which I think only 15 ended up in the book. But I looked at conditions like Alzheimer's disease, rheumatoid arthritis, even some cancers. I just give all these case histories to people who came in with these diseases, and nobody thought about looking for toxins. As I looked for toxins and got the toxins out, their diseases went away.
Today we are visiting with Dr. Joseph Pizzorno, the author of the new book, The Toxin Solution, How Hidden Poisons in the Air, Water, Food, and Products We Use Are Destroying Our Health and What We Can Do to Fix It, here on eHealth Radio's Health News and Nutrition Channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. Now, continuing on, Dr. Pizzorno, what are some of the most common conditions that you've concluded are a result of this overload of toxins, and what are some of the reversals that you've witnessed by following the right protocol?
Right, so the research seems to be pretty clear that the worst of the toxins people are being exposed to is arsenic. And we're getting the arsenic for basically three reasons, and that is because of at least 10% of the water supplies have arsenic in them. Then also, when rice is grown in water that has arsenic, rice is very efficient at absorbing the arsenic. And then if you're eating chicken, a lot of chicken has arsenic intentionally given to them in their feed to help them grow plumper as well as to help them fight parasites. So it turns out we actually have quite a number of exposures to toxins like arsenic. So the experience I've had with patients is where I basically go through and look at what condition they have and then figure out what the toxin is, then get the toxin out. So let me give you an example of a pre-dramatic patient. So this woman who was from Canada, one of the wealthiest women in Canada, and in the mid-60s, she was developing early-stage Alzheimer's. So memory loss and fuzzy thinking and hair and skin problems, and she was pretty distraught because you've heard the old saying, you know, it's better to be healthy than wealthy. And here she had all this wealth, and her life was just disappearing in front of her. So I measured her, and I found she had high levels of mercury. Now, I've noticed that there are a lot of men and women, when they reach the menopause or andropause time of life, you know, in the 50s and 60s, when they start losing bone, the accumulation of toxins like mercury and lead that they've, you know, put into their body over their lifetime now starts getting released from the bone. So she has super high mercury levels. I put her on a program for detoxification. And with mercury, the two most readily available nutrients that are very effective are N-acetylcysteine, it's a supplement you can buy, and fiber. So it turns out that one of the best and safest ways to get toxins out of the body is to have the person increase their consumption of fiber. As our detoxification system has developed, as we evolved as a species, we're consuming 100 to 150 grams of fiber a day, and now the average person only consumes 15 to 20 grams of fiber a day, which means that when their liver tries to dump toxins into the gut, there's no fiber to absorb to it and it gets reabsorbed into the body. So I gave her fiber. I gave her, added about 10 grams of fiber to her diet a day, gave her 500 milligrams of NAC twice a day, and it took a year and a half. And in that year and a half, her mercury went from 50 to 17 to 7 to 3.5, which is now in the relatively safe range, and all her symptoms cleared up. So she didn't need a drug. She didn't need anything really fancy. What she needed to do was just simply get the toxins out of her body.
Quite interesting information that you've shared here today, and certainly eye-opening as well. Now, lastly, you've provided a great program for someone to follow in your book. Are there other resources that can help others in this regard?
So the good news is that there are more and more resources available to people, and so I have links to a bunch of them on my website, thetoxinsolution.com. And there's an example of one of the resources would be an app you can put on your smartphone called Think Dirty. And what Think Dirty does is when you take a little picture of the barcode on the side of the package of your health and beauty aid, it'll tell you how much toxins are in that health and beauty aid. And unfortunately, it doesn't matter if it's an expensive health and beauty aid or a cheap health and beauty aid. Many of these things, matter of fact, most of them have high levels of phthalates and other chemicals that are bad for our bodies. So that's one example. Another resource that's great for people would be the Environmental Working Group. So the website, EWG.org, they rank the various foods according to the levels of pesticides in the foods. And they have something you may have heard before called the Dirty Dozen and the Clean 15, where the Dirty Dozen are those foods which are most contaminated, whereas the Clean 15 are the ones where if you don't eat them organically grown, it's not as much of a problem because they don't have high enough levels of toxins. So there are a bunch of examples where we can utilize resources like this to really, really improve our chances for being healthy.
Again, Dr. Joe, we thank you for joining us. Thanks for all the informative, eye-opening information that we can take heed to and apply accordingly. Again, thanks for that. Before you go, is there any other web locations that we should know about in reference to how to get a hold of you and some of the information shared here today?
So you can get to me through my website, thetoxinsolution.com, and also my book is available on Amazon, and so it's readily available. In terms of resource on the web, the one that I love to recommend is called the World's Healthiest Foods, or whfoods.org. This is a free website. There's no advertising. It's supported by a foundation. And my team and I work with George Mattalian to create a website that gives people guidance on how to eat whole foods, how to prepare them properly, how to avoid toxins and why organically eating organically grown foods is so important. So it's, I think it's a great resource for people, and I'm really proud to have provided it. We now have about 10 million unique visitors every month, giving people guidance on how to be healthier by eating food that's not contaminated and is rich in nutrients.
Once again, Dr. Joe, it has been our pleasure to have had you. Thanks so much for the very detailed information and helpful information. And again, have a great day, and thanks for joining us here on eHealth Radio.
Well, great. Thanks for your great work. That's very, very important.
And thank you for those kind words, Dr. Prizzorno, and also for your research leadership in natural medicine, also for this groundbreaking view of how these everyday toxins are disrupting our health. It's also concerning when you look at the overall rise of chronic conditions and the role that these toxins are playing in this epidemic of pain, symptoms, and chronic disease. Fortunately, it's also exciting to hear of the reversals that you've seen from your patients. Also great to hear of the online system that you call IQU that you've created to integrate with your new book. For anyone who is focused on your health, this sounds like a must read. To purchase the book, go to thetoxinsolution.com to order your copy today. Again, thetoxinsolution.com. And this has been Eric Michaels, and you've been listening to eHealth Radio and the health news and nutrition channels, a part of the eHealth Radio Network. And we do thank you for listening. And until next time, enjoy.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.